Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Dinrei Hadraini. Rabbi Yochanan says, take a dinner from this place, Hadraini, or else Traini. These are names of Rashi says, it means a dinner of a golden coin. Shetvur b'madbei Hadrainus Kaiser, the king Hadrainus, or else with Tuninus Kaiser, the king Tuninus. Take a golden coin from these places. That's what a monetary is. I take a golden coin over here, and he says, what? A shifer. That it's rubbed out, it's rubbed off, like the caser's thing was rubbed off, yeah. And the mizdavnan v'yesen v'chomi zuz, that you could, but it's bought for 25 zuz. So these coins now are bought for 25 zuz. So what you have to do is dal minayi shtusa, take off a six from it. You take off a six from it, then v'hanach v'tilin aben. Left over is for pidyon aben. That's how much you have to use for pidyon aben. But this is like a six too much. The take off a sixth value of this coin, that's enough to use for pidyon aben. So Rashi says that Svirulei Sloim Shabachor Heim Sloim Shal Dalad Dinner. We know that they have to use five Sloim. See, Sela is worth five dinarim. So, and that's a Sela Tzuri. So it comes out, the equivalent to five Sloim, Esrim Dinner. If each dinner, if each seller has four, and you have to use five slime, it's 20. So over here, if this coin is 25, so you have to take off a sixth. So Mori asked the question, Akati Esrim Nochi Danka Heavy. Even if you take off a sixth, still you have too much. You have more than 20. And all you have to pay now is just 20 seller for Pidyon Aben. So say now, a seller is four dinarim. I mean, so you have to buy 20 dinarim, that's all. And not the, this is more than 20. Rashi says, like Esri Mechad Nochi Dankev is 21 less than 6, because you take a shtus, a 6 out of 24 is 4. So now you're taking off a 6 of 25, it's a little bit, you're paying more than 20. So still you're giving too much. So what's the word is, a dal zuz u shtus. Take off a zuz and a shtus, and a 6. And the Hanukkah with Pidyon Aben, the leftover is what you use for Pidyon Aben. To have you lose Esrim Metakli. The Metakli Dinri. The Inni Esrim Vitim Nezuzi or Palgo Palgo Danka. Again, the most of the Erodara the Shtus the Zuzi. Take off the sixth and a Zuz. So Anak Lepidin Aben, that's what's used for Pidin Aben. So Mora says, no, still that's not a good Cheshbin. Akati still Esrim Nochi Danka Heve. If you take off a sixth and a Zuz, so you pay, ending up paying less than 20. So again, that's not good. You have to pay 20 dinarim here for Pidyon Aben. Ela means like this. Dal Zuz. First take off one Zuz. So this is 25 dinarim. So take off one dinar first. So you're left with only 24 dinarim. Now it's good. Take off a sixth of that. A sixth of 24 is 4. Ushtusa. Ranach with Pidyon Aben. And then what's left over is 20 dinarim. That's what you have to pay for Pidyon Aben. Tevelu Esrin Metakle B'makle Dinarim. It comes out to be 20 dinarim. That's what we have to use. So this type is a good cheshbon. Yeah. So that's the amount here. It's 20 times here. So 20 times dinarim. The yinun esrim v'tum nezuzi yipalgo palgo danka. That this 20, like times the weight of this dinner, really comes out to be 28 and a half zuz and a half danka. This would be the cheshbon according to the other dinarim. Well, we're paying now with a dinar tzuri, but a regular one would be much more. So that's why we only have to pay a mona tzuri. Rashi says, "Dinar estimatim lepagadinki the dinar arav." You would a cheshbon with the dinarim the arav used, because the dinar tzuri oisin we had before. Rashi said that the dinar tzuri, seven of them make up 10 dinar arav. So therefore, 7 tsuris makes up 10. So therefore, take off 7, you make 10 there, so it comes out, this 20 will come out to be 28 dinarim of dinri arvi. So okay, so that's the cheshbon for Pidyon Aben, you have to take 20 of these dinarim of tsuri. Here. David Moore says, Omar Rava, Seloyim Diraisa. That one, that whenever the Torah says to give a seller, know what a seller is, it's Tlosa v'tilsa heavy. It's like three and the third dinrin. Like even though we say a sel is four dinrin, no, midiraisa, a sel and midiraisa comes out to only be three and the third dinrin. That's all. Tehsev, the pasuk says, esrim geru ha-shekel, you have to say 20 geru for the shekel. Umatagmim, the targum is, esrim moyin, it's 20 moyin. Tani, we learn like this, sheish more kesef dinner, that six more kesef fit into a dinner. So therefore comes out that a selo is a third, and a three and a third, that's what comes out to. So Rashi has a Gantz HaCheshbeni, Rashi says, so in the rest of what dinner tsurim who betul sabay ye esrim moyen ye. Alright. So what the Targum says is 20 more. And we know 6 more makes up one dinner. So I was like 3 times 6 is 18. And then 2 more is another third. So 3 and a third, 3 and a third mona is enough. 3 and a third dinrin is enough. Because each dinner is 6 mona. So we have to have 20 more. If Esrim is 20, so enough to have 3 and a third dinrin, that makes up your 20 Esrim Geira. Esrim Geira Shekel. So if it's enough to have 3 and a third. So the rest of the question, is that true? Mace, we have a question. The Sela Shel Kodesh, when the Torah talks about a Sela, it's made up from 48 Pundian. Now, Upundian ze mativa, what do you use the pundian for? Kilbo naprutian. That the pidyon here, this 48, it's an additional to the original amount that you use. It's like when you weigh it out, you shouldn't lose any weight. This is an extra that's added on. Now these 48, really they're four dinrin. Because each dinner like contains with 12 pundian. So therefore it comes out that you have to have four dinrin for the seller, and not three and a third. So Gemara v'Nechanami, Bosa di Yosifin Alayu. Here it's talking about after the added on, more to it. After it's been increased in value, once a year, that a sixth was added on to the value of the seller, and that's what comes out to be a seller tsuri. So therefore now, 24 mona comes out that each dinner is four. So that the You see, Rashi says what? V'halloi sela shakodish means ha-makdish ha-dev, you-makdish ha-field b'shnas ha-yodom, ho yepadeyu be-zeri, to be prayed to this amount of a field, be-chamishim sloyim. V'teres kanim gab you-makdish ha-dev kotoni kerech yokin neisa nemtes sloyim, you have to give 49 sloyim, or memtes pundiyin. Even though the Torah says 50, that's what you have to give the Memtes Shonim Shoyevil. For the Sela Shekhoj Kloimer, Veloma, Mano Memtes Punyin, For the Sela Shekhoj Memches Punyin, Ishtakna to Kapor Beis Kloimer, Sorin, the Chemishim Sekel Upinyin, you give an extra Punyin. So he said, you give this extra coin, that's to make sure you're not giving less, you're giving the right amount of silver. You're not taking off any silver. Like Rashi says, Hachruhu, like when you weigh it, you have to make sure you have the exact amount of weight. You're not losing anything. You're not giving a little bit too less, and maybe the coins were rubbed off. So you're not giving enough silver. So you have to add this small coin. Yeah. So Rashi says, Nimtza dina yud beis pundiyin, v'sel ha-boyim shmoyin alma, sel di-rais ha-bor dinrin. It comes off me that the sel di-rais is four dinrin. That's kashan rova. That rova said the sel di-rais is only a three and a third. So that's what the Torah says. We were talking about after they added on to it. Rashi says, Mashdina Bosa de Sifu lo Asel de Raisa. Or Sifu Shtus, they added on another six to the Sel de Raisa. The Yasul Lamida Sela Tsuri, Esra Viabo Moyen. Now they made the Sela Tsuri 24 Moyen. So Nechanami, now it's 4 Dinrin to the Sela. Now how come they added on to it? The Tanya the Gemara says, Esrim Gera HaShekel. The Prostik says, Esrim Shekel, Esrim Gera Shekel. Lamadnu l'shekel shu'esrim geva. Here the Torah is telling us the shekel is 20 geva. Or minayin, how do we know to say though shimrotzel ha'isif yosef, if the rabbonim want to add on more to the coin, make it worth more, they could do it. Talmud Lehim, it says yiyah. So you could make more if you want. Yiyah means v'esrim geva yiyah shekel mashum oid havayis achev, you could get onto it more if you want to. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yivchosh, you even make it less also. Tamlema says the word who? Says Rashi says, Bapashas Erchim, Ksiv who? Bisayda Vika Kura, Ksiv Esum Ger who? You can't make it less than this. Therefore, when they added on to it, they only added on more, so comes out now with dinner is four sellers, four dinner. Yavashi Shodale Shifsa Zuze Ravachoi. Bread with him with pigeon aden. Ravashi sent 17 zuz. He sent 17 zuz to Ravacho, bread Ravina, because he was a kohen for pigeon aden. So Sholvay sent back to him Lishta Limar Tlosa Yeserto. You sent me an extra three. The Ikolayu. That is an extra three. He said back to him. He sent me more than you have to. The extra third of a seller. I thank you too much. So he said back to him, what he said too much, Rashi says, does Rashi, Shnasaprecho Yoisa Midai, Kurova, that Rova says, oh, the rice is a three and a third. It's sold for five, so five times three is 15, and another third, that Tosa Din and Shtei Din comes out to be two, a little less than two. So because it's less than 17, less than 17. So I give you 17, you have to give me back a little bit more. He said back to him, no, Sholech Lei, Lishtali Mar, Tolos Sachrim Yom, another three, to Yasif Elayu, the other rabbi. This was only Midin Torah. But later on, they added on to the Cheshbon. Siyomi now another new, now it comes out to be 20. Siyomi another three. Omer Rabbi Chanino, Kol Kesev, Omer Batorah Stam, whenever Torah says a payment about Kesev, Yishno, it means seller. When Torah says Kesev, it means a seller. That's the payment. A seller. Yeah, and when the Nevi'im talk about payment, Nevi'im is nitrin. You have to pay back the value of nitrin. Rashi says that means minyan to esam mechomish shlem is 25 sloyim. The ksuvim, when it says ksuvim, then kintrin. Rashi says that's meyis sloyim mechol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Chutz min kasper shel Ephron, except when it says by Romavim that he paid back the money to Ephraim, Shafa Pisha Kosabatura Kestam, even though Torah says he paid him back 400 kesef, but Kintrin, Yishno was Kintrin. It wasn't like the Mara says, Stam Torah means seller, but here it was the best type of a coin. The sequence, the Postic says, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef, he paid him 400 shekel kesef, Oyvul HaSecher, means that wherever you go, you could use that coin. It says Oyvul HaSecher is a currency wherever you go, and therefore, since there's a place, the Gemara says, V'ikur duchta the kokor the kintra and tikla. There are some places that call this tikla the seller or kintra. Therefore, since the pasuk says that Roman Vino paid him 400 shekel, that's currency anywhere. But since there's some places the shekel is called kintra, therefore he gave him this much. Yeah. He must have the word kesef. Here it means kintrin was that's worth much more. As she said, it's neya sloyim mechol shekel. Every shekel is worth 100 sloyim. Not just on 25, but 100. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Oichia. Oichia says, Bikshu lignois kol kesev zov shabolim. The Chumman wanted to say, it's also to use, it should be also by Noah, all the gold and silver in the world. Why? If ne kas buzahava shayu shlayim. Is after the chum that the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim took out the silver from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, so that silver and gold that belongs to Egdish is also by Noah. So therefore got mixed up in the world, so it felt like all the kesef should be also. So Moshe says, no, at Shemot Lamik, until they found the Pesuk in the Torah from the Torah that says the Pesuk in the Cheskel, that Shu Mutter, you're allowed to use that money. Shemot, the Pesuk says, Uvo Yubo Pritzim, that the Goyim came and was poor, was broke off in the Beis HaMikdash, Vichiluhu, and they were Mechalit, Mashmah, they took the Kedusha off the money. It was not like Lechulim. When the grain came in, they took off the Kedusha. Therefore, the money is mutter to use. So, more is the question, what was the Havimina? For the Gemara of Yerushalayim, have the Ruba, the Alma, as well as only the money in Yerushalayim that should be also to use. But the rest of the world, like that money is mutter. So, who should go bust all over the world? All over the money is mutter. Why should I say the money all over is also? Just because of Yerushalayim. So, most of the Nechnami. Ela rather Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this: Dikshu lignois dinner hadraini and turaini shayfa. that they wanted to say that these type of coins that comes from the Kesa drawing, the Kesa trainer that was rubbed off, they wanted to say he should be Yosa. The native of Yerushalayim, because these were the coins that were used in Yerushalayim, and there was some, they were brought into the Lishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, so they should be Yosa Bano. That's what they thought. At Shemosle Mikra, until they found the Pasuk in the Torah from the Torah, it says no, Shumuta. Shnei, when the Pasuk says, Uvoyu Bo Pritzim, the Graham came and broke off in the Beis HaMikdash, Vichilaluhu, they were Bechal, they took off the Kedusha, off the money. Therefore it has no Kedusha, therefore we're allowed to use the money, even these type of coins. Yeah. The other Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna, Funis, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Kol Kesef.